Good morning and bonjour from Brussels, everyone. My name is Jan Lichtenberg. I'm the board president of SLAS and CEO of Insphero, and I'm here with the vice president of SLAS, Jonathan Wingfield from AstraZeneca.
Hi.
We're at the SLAS Europe event in Brussels, last day of the show. What were the highlights for you?
Oh, for me, it's kind of a challenge to find the highlights itself, mm-hmm. right? I think the scientific content has been absolutely amazing. I was lucky enough to have 10 minutes with the plenary speaker yesterday morning talking mm-hmm. about enzyme evolution, which I think is going to be unbelievably cool, right? Yeah. And how things like artificial intelligence are going to influence that, what we can do in terms of predicting protein structures and, you know, what impact that's going to have, particularly in my sector. I'm from the pharma space, it's a bit different for me.
Yeah.
That was really great. I think one of the unexpected highlights from yesterday was clearly the Haka mm-hmm. event, where it took everybody by surprise. I did not expect a Maori war dance halfway through a conference, right?
Yeah.
That was sensational.
Yeah.
And, you know, walking the floor here, looking at the exhibitors and getting a chance to talk to some of those real innovators, again, an area that I'm really interested in and passionate about, has just been fabulous.
Yeah.
Thinking about how we can support them taking their products from those really early phases into a production environment which could support a farmer mm-hmm. where clearly the demand for consumables, reagents, etc.
Yeah.
steps up to another level.
Yeah.
How we can support them through that journey is really important.
I totally agree. I think SLAS for me has always been about discovering new innovations, right? And when we started the company more than 10 years ago, SLAS was the first show where we were able to show our innovation. And things like the new product award that we won at the time, I think that was gave us visibility and credibility for what we were doing. And so from that startup perspective, one of the highlights for me has always been the Innovation Avenue companies, the startups that bring cool new stuff to this community. There are amazing companies from sorting zebrafish eggs to new 3D plates to working with nematodes, C. elegans. So I think it's that kind of, you know, you need to be brave to push the envelope of what's possible and then take it to the next level.
I think it's an interesting point. You talk about your experience, and having started a company maybe 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I guess 10 years ago, there wasn't an SLAS Europe event to come and showcase your new products, right?
Yeah.
And for me, there's a real sense of vibrancy in that biotech spin-out mm-hmm. community within Europe. So having this opportunity to come to an event that's local for these guys, and in many cases to talk the same language as the local, right?
And that's just
incredible. And you think about the trajectory of the SLAS Europe event. We started here in Brussels, you know, then we had the event in Barcelona. COVID comes along and kind of mm-hmm. interrupts the growth of that of this new opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like we're very much more back on track growing the event through from Dublin last year, which was great. Now an even bigger event here in Brussels, and I guess we'll be in Central Europe moving forwards, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so it was one of the big topics that we had at the board meeting. We move into a regular cycle with SLAS Europe being in Barcelona next year, then Hamburg in 2025, and then Vienna, to also make it easier for the Eastern European research community to attend. And I think that's a great path forward. I think we all agree, like both of us coming from Europe, that there is a lot that we can do to help European researchers to connect with technology, to learn about new technologies, to inspire each other what you can do together. And so SLAS Europe is a perfect place to do that.
Yeah, I think it's that perfect networking opportunity, right? You can come as a scientist with a great idea and a great concept, and you can meet people who can help you translate that into a product, and then meet partners that you can collaborate with to access, you know, government funding, European funding, you know, where you often need to have an established industrial partner, right?
Yeah.
If I was an academic starting out down that journey, how do I meet or get access to a pharma partner or another industrial collaborator? Well, this is the forum to do it, right? Leveraging the network that's provided by SLAS Europe is a great way to do it.
With interesting people everywhere, yeah.
Not just us, right?
Not just us. Yeah. But we are both eager to get back on the show floor and into the scientific sessions because we still have half a day to enjoy here with everybody. So thanks very much for being with us, staying with us. Visit slas.org for more information. Keep track of what we're doing in Europe. I think it's going to be a couple of really super interesting years. Thanks a lot and have a great day. Bye.
Bye.